Bullseye on the Afternoon continues on a windy Wednesday afternoon. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. Wherever you may be out there, we're certainly pleased that you've made us a part of that Wednesday afternoon. And again, any update that we get for you throughout the course of the day, we're on the air here for about another hour and 15 minutes, hoping to lead you into pregame coverage between Avon and Lorain, that Division I Boys District semifinal matchup at the Elyria Catholic Coliseum. No new news just yet. As far as we know, the power is out at the Coliseum, and we will give you updates on that accordingly. Joining us right now is a gentleman that has a lot of interest in that game. A little bit later on tonight, we've got Henry Patterson joining us to talk about the Lorain Alumni Association. Henry, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing tremendous. A little bit windblown, but excited nonetheless.
You're a busy man, you are, with all this stuff going down with the Lorain Alumni Association. You just got out of track practice. You're hoping that the power is restored at the Elyria Catholic Coliseum. You're going to the basketball game tonight, so lots and lots of things going on.
Absolutely. And that was news to me. I didn't realize that we lost power over here in Lorain during practice a little bit. And I completely forgot about it. And I can tell you, my day does revolve around basketball. I feel like I'm one of the kids because I've been waiting all day to go to that game. So I'll be excited to know that power's on. So please give me that update as soon as you know.
You know what? Okay. Now I feel bad because we set that up. And as you were telling us that, my tag team partner, Matt Douglas, says, hey, turn your microphone off. I've got something for you. And we just found out. And Matt, jump on here. Let us know. We just found out it's off.
Yeah, Tim Alcorn said no game tonight. It's officially been postponed until tomorrow.
So, are you kidding me?
I'm serious. The wind has wreaked all kinds of havoc, blowing things over here, and apparently it took out the power at EC, so they're going to have to redo that one tomorrow.
Oh, wow, that's breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. Well, you know what? It's not necessarily breaking news, but it is new news with this news coming out a couple days ago about the Lorain Alumni Association. And Henry, please correct me if I'm wrong, but just reading some documents earlier today, the mission of this is to provide Lorain High School graduates lifelong relationships with Lorain City Schools, correct?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, and so, you know, what this came from, and it's funny that tonight is, you know, the basketball game, because what this really goes back to was I started, and again, I'm a 1993 grad of Admiral King High School, and when I was in school, you know, there was Lorain High, Admiral King, and Southview, and there was rivalry. You know, I would never mistake myself for a Saint or a Steelman, and I think the feeling was mutual, and so there was this complete separation. But over the years, I've been involved, and it really goes back to the fall when I started attending Lorain High football. I enjoy high school football and got to know the kids, and so my wife and I would attend each game. And I wasn't necessarily a big fan of Facebook initially, but what happened was, I don't know why, maybe just a pastime, I started updating the scores. So I'd be on my Facebook at the game, and I'd let, you know, Lorain scores, they're up, they're down, first and 10, whatever it was. And my wife kind of laughed at me, like, what are you doing? People are going to get tired of your feed posting all these scores. So I ended up, you know, the entire season, I only missed one game the entire season. That was Sandusky, at Sandusky, and that was what really turned our season around if you followed high school football at all. I was actually updating the game from Minnesota. I was running a Minnesota marathon, and my wife was on the phone, and I was relaying it through Facebook. But why I bring that story up was I had, good Lord, probably 100 people between the number of likes or people that were in Lorain, in the state of Ohio, and other states that were just so excited, and they wanted to know what was going on with high school football. That continued with the basketball season. I made every game except for one. There was a Canton Hoover game. We annually go down to South Carolina for Christmas. That was the only game I missed, but fortunately a friend of mine was live streaming it, so I watched it from South Carolina. And every game I provide updates. And what I learned was people really want to know. And so it kind of dawned on me. I said, why don't we have some type of an alumni association? You know, I graduated in 1993, and I am a bit ashamed to say we've never had a reunion, and going on 24 years now. Things happen. People get busy. And I said, how great would that be if we found a way to, for once, to link all these schools? Now we fly under the same banner of the Titans. We can bring back those former Steelmen and Admirals and Saints. We're also going to look at bringing in the Spartans from Lorain Catholic and as well as St. Mary's, and find a way to keep people engaged. And I'm real excited about also honoring people for non-athletic reasons. And so there's this distinguished alumni piece. So that's where it kind of comes from. That was what got me thinking about we need to get an alumni association going in Lorain.
Lorraine's a fascinating character. I've been in the area about 2 years now here, Henry, and there's a lot of pride with the folks who graduated from Admiral King, whether it be Lorraine, whether it be Lorraine Catholic. There's a lot of pride in that area for everything that goes on. So I'm just curious. I mean, is some of that have to do with your idea and the people coming to you saying, you know what, this is a great idea. Let's all get it together.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you, and what's interesting is, so, you know, again, being a graduate of Admiral King, and I had not much interaction. I graduated, they gave me a diploma and said good luck. I graduated from University of Toledo. It seems like with my under my bachelor's degree, I probably, I don't know, once a month, once a quarter, I get some kind of contact from the University of Toledo Alumni Association. I have a master's degree from Cleveland State University. I get touched by them once a month. Hey, Henry, please remember us. Give us some money. Join the association. I'm a member of the Cleveland Marshall Law School, where I went to law school. That alumni association is constantly asking me for things. I've been fortunate enough on the athletic side. I'm a member of the Varsity T Hall of Fame, University of Toledo, as well as Lorraine Sports Hall of Fame. I'm regularly getting contacted. And so I said, wow, why don't we have something like this in Lorraine? And like I said, yes, people are proud. If I go somewhere, you find someone that's a Steelman, I don't care if they're the class of 1995 or 1945, they're proud Steelmen. And the same thing goes with Admirals and Saints. And so again, you know, there's no magic to what I did. I I'm excited. And I just think it's people, no one got around to doing it. It's one of those things. Didn't it happen 40 years ago? No. And so there's nothing magic. I look at what I've been approached at doing, and if I can be the messenger, if I can help to facilitate this alumni association, I'm excited. I'm going to play some role in that process.
Henry Patterson joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And that really is an intriguing story about how this past fall you're using social media and you really kind of find out how many people out there are just generally interested. And I think that only kind of scratches the surface because you mentioned you graduated, you know, over 20 years ago, yet you still have people that are in that same age group that still continue to keep up. And I think that certainly leads you to believe there are still a lot of people out there that not only are interested in keeping touch with those that are in and around this thing on an alumni level, but they also want to know what's going on with the high school currently.
Yeah, again, you know, obviously sports is something that people get excited about. It's just a sad reality, you know, that we don't get as excited about academics. But I can tell you, you know, there are outstanding things that are happening academically. You know, one of my best friends from high school, you know, went on, got a PhD from MIT in chemical engineering, did a postdoc at Harvard, is now teaching it, and he's done some teaching at Harvard as well. No one hears any stories about that. And I can tell you, there are so many people from Lorraine that have gone on and done incredible things. I know, you know, we've struggled a bit academically as of late, and I think that's really just a function of the change in demographics. But I think it's important, you know, number one, to honor the past. You know, there's a lot of incredible stories that no one's doing anything to save those stories. There's no history of it. So I want to honor those people. I at least want to find a way to say, hey, look, these are great things that have happened. Let our current students know that this person started in Lorraine. Obviously, you know, Admiral King, Ernest J. King is a name that's known in the Lorraine area. Toni Morrison, the great writer, is known in Lorraine. General Johnny Wilson, Father Guido Sarducci. There's these big names. But you know what? There's a lot of average people that came from Lorraine and have had wonderful careers and touched the lives of many people. And I think that an alumni association will be a way to bring that out, to tell those stories and to take pride. Because I wish, you know, again, I'm a homer for Lorraine. I, you know, I left maybe a couple years when I was in college. But most of my life and all of my adult life, I've been in Lorraine. And I could go away. I've been very fortunate, myself, my family. I love it here. And I think it's about time that we started thumping our chest a little bit and saying, you know what? There have been great things that have been going on in Lorraine for a long, long time. And that's what I'm excited about. I think that once we untap this thing and we start letting people know and getting those stories out there, people are going to be amazed by what comes out. So that's what I'm really excited about.
Talking about getting those stories out there, Henry, how would you plan on doing that? Social media, newsletters, mailings?
Well, I'll tell you, this was the part, you know, I've been thinking about this myself and Tony Giardini. We work together in the same law office, so we've talked about it for some time. And what we realized was, obviously, social media has made things so much easier. Again, I, you know, the number of people that I end up touching and through people sharing, or if it's Twitter and retweeting, you can just do so much more than you used to. But what happened was, and why we came before the school board on Monday, we wanted to present this vision and say, school board, can you give us some support? Some maybe some funds initially, and the support of your communications team, and Dr. Graham, because it's going to be a benefit to the school district as well. And so we were able to sell that. And I'll tell you what, that was one of the easiest sales I've ever had in life, was when we sat there and the school board just lit up. And again, it was one of those things where they said, wow, we need to do this. We need to put whatever resources are in place. So I'm excited to say, you know, that the school board has pledged their support to help us get this thing done. Erin Gadd is a communication director in the Lorain City Schools, and she has just been phenomenal. She's reaching out to a number of her groups, meeting with other alumni associations, and she's going to help to kind of help us facilitate it. Dr. Graham was very excited. He's had experience, and as he said, for these things to be successful, you need some people on the outside. And that's where Tony and I kind of came in, and we said, whatever we can do, you know, I'm a little bit, you know, not necessarily embarrassed, but I wish I wasn't getting so much attention. This isn't about Henry Patterson. This isn't about Tony Giardini. This is about recognizing the fine people of Lorain. And again, I look at it this way. If I can play a role of getting it started and then walk away, I'd be perfectly happy. But we need to start telling that story. So again, I'm excited that the school board has made that pledge of support. I'm excited that the administration is going to pledge that support to us as well. And again, I'm just excited about what that brings for the future. There's a lot of expectations, but I'm looking forward to it.
Expectations and certainly some goals have been set initially for the association. One of the first things I think you guys would like to do is try and raise some money in order to try and renovate George Daniel Field, correct?
Absolutely. You know, and that was something else. I did some research earlier on. I wasn't sure what was actually going on with George Daniel. I know in Elyria they had some success, and they put a bond issue on, and they're going to have a pretty significant renovation. But I was researching George Daniel and the whole story, and what was interesting is right around, it was called Recreation Field, and I think in the 20s or so, there was a deal that was struck, and the school board said that they would put up the money to buy the stadium or buy the field and put the stadium up if the local community raised, I think it was $20,000. And this was right during the beginning of the Depression, and literally the story goes that they were putting on bake sales and pledging money and getting money from paper routes, and they raised this $15,000 or $20,000, and it was kind of a public-private partnership that got this thing started. And so I started thinking about it. What is a way that we could do the same thing? Again, it's a George Daniel Field. I played football there. I ran track there. A lot of memories. But that's an old stadium. I don't think, you know, I believe the last major renovation was in 2000. Nothing to the actual facility. We got a rubberized track as a result of a grant, I think, you know, with some, there's a tire grant that we had out there. And they put in some new lights. I don't think there's been any major changes to the actual facility probably in over 70 years. And so what happens is this alumni association, and this is really Tony Giardini's genius, he thought about this some time ago, we want to leverage the alumni association to get them excited to help raise funds towards renovating that stadium. Again, many, you know, it needs to be updated. There's issues with compliance with ADA laws. You know, we'd love to see a turf stadium so it could be used year-round by not only our students but the community. And so we think, and again, I'd ask you to have Tony on in the future to talk about it, we're going to put this class challenge together. We hope to raise, you know, $1 million, maybe $2 million or more by each class, because when you think between the 1950s and 2017, there's over 150 classes between the three high schools, and if we add St. Mary's and Lorain Catholic, you know, maybe it's 200 classes. And when you start breaking that down and when people can get behind something like that and you can show them, look, we're going to renovate this field and it's going to be a source of pride in the community, I don't think it's that difficult. You know, that was, we went out and we're in the process of forming a 501c3. We're already incorporated. So people are going to be able to give money in the very near future and be able to deduct it. So, you know, it's a big goal. It's a big number, but I don't think it's that hard when you put something out there that people can be proud of. And I think that the community, I think that the students and the alumni can be proud of something like this. So again, that's another goal. We're going to be very excited and unveil some of those plans in the very near future.
Well, we're certainly excited to learn more about it. Henry, we appreciate the time very, very much. We look forward to watching this thing develop as we move forward.
So thank you so much, Andy. I appreciate you calling, all right?
All right, thank you. All right, Henry Patterson joining us here, shedding some more light on the Lorain Alumni Association. Great, great stuff. We need to step aside, take a break. When we come back, we've got the local news with Matt Douglas. This is Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.